Eager away. Ooh-ah!
Well, I'll need both hands here, so I'll have to. There we go. Well, good morning. That's what normal people say. So here we say, ooh-ah. Okay. This is great. Well, what a joy to be among you guys. And when Jim called and said to join you, I just thought I was going to join. And he says, no, he wants you to speak. I said, oh, okay. But I like the first part, hanging out with guys. Isn't it good? You can burp and not say, you know, just, yeah, right. But thanks for letting me come up. I'm from the south, Colorado Springs. So we get nice weather down there. It's not so biting up here. Wow. I woke up this morning, walked out, and it just grabbed you when you walked out. So, you know, I was looking at my last 15 years has been a lot about developing leaders, and it's been a real privilege. And so, but it's put me into the Bible in a different way. You know, whenever you come up with a new question, you go back in the same passage, you'll discover more things. And that's what happened. And so because I was looking at a point, what were the leaders saying to the one who was taking over their leadership responsibility? What kind of charge were they giving? What kind of opportunities would they have? So when David was talking to Solomon, we have a whole page in your Bible about just how, you know, get on there, get going. And then you've got Paul after Timothy, and he's saying, you know, don't forget your gift and all the rest. And so there's real charges. So we were talking, I was telling my wife, Phyllis, about this a little bit, and she said, you know, it'd be interesting to see what God said to Jesus. And I said, well, he didn't really take over something like this, you know, and I was kind of wondering. I said, no, she's right. So I looked at the words right after Jesus when he was starting his ministry. Do you know what he said? Totally different. It's in Matthew 3, verse 17, and he says, this is my son, who I love, and whom I find great delight. Now, why is that? Because he was speaking into his heart. He knew what he was going to go forward in. And this is an identity. This is all about this. And so this is just a few thoughts on this particular thought, this particular verse here. And so let me get to it. I was enjoying this this music so much. I really appreciate you guys. It's the first time my church, the music is so loud you can't hear if you're even singing. So I have a little problem sometimes because the verses, you know, we sing together. And I want to hear other people singing and praising God. And I leaned over to my wife. I said, honey, am I singing? You know, are you hear me? She said, no, I can't hear you really. So this was so wonderful. I'm just absorbing and wonderfully enjoying this. Amen. So anyhow, yeah, you guys are really, that's great. What's the name of your group? Just a bunch of guys? I didn't catch. So just very quickly here, just the idea of 3:17. And it starts at the very end. It says, and a voice from heaven came as he came up out of the water. And it came and it says, this is my son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased. So you can imagine that just the voice and the affirmation. Jesus, remember, we got to keep remembering when he was in his humanness. He really was just a guy, you know. When he was 10 years old and played soccer, every time he kicked the ball, it didn't get become a goal, you know. He wasn't a super person. He was just like you and me. And this was really, really important. And so as I looked at this, I just began to meditate it. And then I found this little book that was a journal of a pilgrim in the Orthodox faith in Russia. And he went on a pilgrimage and moving towards Jerusalem, stopping along the way to find the secret of the Christian life. And he would stop at these places, and where all different priests, Orthodox priests, would speak with them and tell them. And he came all the way, and finally he came to Israel, and he was just about going into Jerusalem. And he said he met this one person, and it was an old Orthodox priest. And he says, the secret of this, of life, is Matthew 3:17. And so as I've looked at it, and I'm not one who repeats things. The Catholic faith and Orthodox faith repeat prayers a lot. But I began to do this. And what they suggested in this is this, because when he says, this is my son, say it in different emphasis of different words. So like this, this guy, this kind of not so good looking guy, and he just doesn't put his clothes on right, but this little boy here, this is my son. I mean, I played football at West Point, and when we were, in the games and all the rest, my mother got so excited. She was my best fan, and so there are five boys, and I was the fifth boy. And so my wife, who was then my fiance, was sitting with her, and if I did something of notability, others might not have seen it, she would turn around and says, that's my son. That's my son. She couldn't help it. She couldn't help it. Because just like God, he can't help it. He'll just say, Rick, there he is. My son. He's my son. And it's just so, then it says, but this is my, this, that one there. But this is my son. My son. And how special that is. People struggle with identity today. And this is this belonging, the belongingness of this statement. This is my son. And then it goes on, it says, and I love him. Yeah, but God, did you get the fact that yesterday I just screwed up again? I love him. It apparent never stops. It never stops, and he just says, I love you. I just, all that's, it is, and I love you. And then it says, this is, and he pleases me. Now, that's where people step out on this. They say, okay, I can take the part, this is my son, and, I love him, but, I don't always do the right things. I sin, and I keep forgiving, asking forgiveness. And this is the 50th time in the last week I'm asking for forgiveness again. Maybe we could strike this out. It says, with him I am well pleased. But we are going well up there until on these first two phrases. But this one, he can't be. I'm sorry, God, I did it again. He says, I know, I saw it. I saw it. You're there. And so this is such a beautiful, this is my son. That's my identity, my belonging. I was flying, fly a lot. I'm a 2 million mile flyer with United, and I feel like I own part of the company. But I bumped up a lot because of that. And I was right next to this recently appointed senior vice president, head of all the hardware devices for IBM. And he was flying out to go to Singapore as well as I was. And then he was going on up to Thailand where they had just put this big plant in. And so he's checking it out. So we got talking. He was very affable. You never know who you sit with. Sometimes they bring newspapers or studies or something. But he was very easy to discuss, and I won't go through it all. But he just was a good guy in the late 30s, and we were chatting. And so he says, well, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm a consultant. He said, well, what do you consult on? And I said, well, leadership. And he says, well, what do you do with that? And I said, well, I try to help leaders lead from the inside out. He says, wow, that must really be hard. And he says, most of the leaders I know, I wouldn't want to see what's inside, you know. And I said, you know, it's all true of all of us, true of all of us. And so we went in. He says, well, one of the things we got through and he'd asked me I was asking him all these questions. He says, well, who are you? You know, what do you do? So I said, well, can I hold that question for a second and ask you, you know, Bill, who are you? So he's, you know, thinking a bit, and he says, so who am I? Is that what you're not asking? I said, you want to tell me what you do, don't you? He says, yeah, I do. I don't know who I am. I can't answer that question. And so I said, you know, it's really an interesting question, though. It's just, who are you? He says, so you don't saying, what do you do? But you're saying, who am I? I don't know. I said, well, like, for instance, Bill, if I were hiring you to come in at a senior level, what would you be bringing to my company of value? What would you bring to me? What would you bring to us? He said, well, I'm a good problem solver. That's probably why I was put in this position. We have problems in there. And we just sat there talking, and I said, let me read you. He says, well, how do you answer that question? I said, you notice I was reading the Bible. He says, yeah, I saw that. Are you some kind of a preacher? And I said, no, I'm not at all. I said, I'm just a guy who's... So I said, let me read you this. And I said, a voice from heaven came, this is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. He looked at me and he says, wow. And he got big tears in his eyes and he says, my father's a disaster. But I said, this is the Father, Lord God, Father, saying this to me. And he wants to say it to you too. Well, it went on, but I'll tell you, it's so powerful, isn't it? And so what I did is I took this little verse and I said it 25 times every morning. And it was powerful because what I would do is I would change my emphasis all the way. This is my son, who I love and whom I'm well pleased. This is my son. This is my son. I'd meditate on that. And I'd go through that. Just it usually took about 10 minutes. And it really, really affected my life. So sometimes these orthodox priests can tell us something. And there is value in repeating things until it gets in my heart. By the end of the 30 days, this is glued into my heart. This is glued into my heart. I say it all the time. I get into issues and, you know, things are going wrong. And the one thing he said, he says, now go get him, Tiger. No. He says, Jesus, just remember, in all you walk through, all the difficulties, when people hate you, when they put you on the cross, just remember, you're mine. You're mine. Can we say it all together? Okay. And if unfortunately, we have so many, well, not, it's great things to have all these translations of the scriptures, but it's hard to read together. But why don't we just say this slowly? This is my son, who I love. With him I am well pleased. Do you believe it? Do you believe it this morning? You believe it? Okay, yeah. This is my son. You are his son. And who he loves you. And he loves you this morning. And he loves you. And he just is so pleased with you. So that's my word for this morning.